do is to say there was a well-attended meeting, and there was a very lengthy and forthright and fulfilling discussion.
And we, you happen to give anyone any reassurances about the future?
I've committed to having a written question put to me for City Council on the 10th of January, when the consultation closes, at which time one is able to give an official response. But I was able to, shall we say, enable them to have a better Christmas than they thought they might have been able to have.
Right.
Put it that way.
Well, does that mean that there will be a definite answer?
Yes.
They will know for sure.
Yes.
And what are your feelings, what are your hopes? Do you hope to keep Carl's House open, or do you just hope to do whatever you think is best for the consultation?
Well, put it this way, the permanent, as you know, there's a lot of realignment of staffing and structures going on, and they are undertaking the realignment of staff within Charles House as we speak. Plus, we've got officers looking at how we increase the occupancy of Charles House.
What do you see the true value of a place like this? And would you prefer to see this open rather than the children go to Foster?
There's no way that youngsters who are receiving respite should be subject to foster care. The whole nature of respite is to enable the youngsters to come and, as it were, have a break from their home, and equally for parents to have a break from their own person. So both benefit, because it actually enhances relationships, enables home environments to be of a much safer and secure kind, and actually stops children being taken into care, which then leads to fostering. We've got sufficient children who suffer neglect and abuse, are subject to violence and all sorts of other very concerning aspects, who do need foster carers. And that's the cohort of children that we must ensure we've got foster carers for. Not for youngsters who are loved and cherished by their parents, but all that's necessary is the opportunity to have a break, a respite break. And that's what makes the kind of facility so important.
So if the decision was down to you, would you keep Charles House open? Now you've got to hear what the parents have got to say and how they feel about it.
One of the interesting things that one of the parents raised was having a sort of particular view about elected members, whether local or national. And I sort of put it the other way round. When you have a consultation, you need to ensure a consultation goes for the full period. Because if you start making decisions during a period of consultation, quite rightly, people will say with a cynical sort of aspect, well, what was the point of the consultation? Because you'd already made the decision. Mm-hmm. Which is why I've said that on the 10th of January, I will be able to make a clear comment, because the consultation finishes on the 6th. As I said earlier, I've been able to ensure they have a much happier Christmas.
But what you've seen so far, and what you know of the parents and their children, and visiting here today, would you prefer this to stay open? Or?
Oh, respite care is provided here. Has been recognised by Ofsted because they've had their third outstanding.
So you actually like to see this place stay open?
I think wherever respite care is provided is worthy of retention.
Because they're doing an amazing job right now.
Oh, yes.
Especially with the staff. With the uncertainty about their jobs, the way they're carrying on.
Well, they've got a superb manager here. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I was just having a quick chat with her about was not the full-time staff, but actually what I call the cover arrangements. And that's something I think I've got to go away and look at. Because if you, in a school, it's a very sophisticated process, because you usually have a member of staff who is appointed to provide the whole cover process. So that there's the immediacy of cover, the long-term cover when you have someone go off long-term sick. We don't actually have that